Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, it's another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Hi there, Paul.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, this week, kind of an interesting discussion of one of the most popular questions you get in estate planning, and that is the whole subject of the LLC, the Limited Liability Company. What is it? Do I need it for my estate? And so on and so on. So we're discussing that this week.
Yeah, and one of the bigger ways that this comes up is specifically if an individual owns multiple pieces of property. Mm-hmm. And that's the – so they – typically property owners have heard about using an LLC. And one of their biggest issues is, well, is that a good idea? Is that a bad idea? So – if you own a business in general, so let's say that you go in and you come up with a cool little widget and you invent something and you're going to actually take that to market and you start building it, and then all of a sudden you need to find a way to create that widget in manufacturing and you have inventory and all of a sudden you start getting sales. Okay. Most people know that you got to put a business structure around that. I own a law firm. Well, I have to have a business structure around the law firm. If you have a cleaning company, even if you're kind of doing it on your own, is it wise to put a business structure around that you go into other people's homes and clean them? So, yes, if people are engaged in an activity or a business, there may be a little more of an intuitive answer that says, yes, I need to have a business structure. But where it's not quite intuitive is maybe that person who goes in and cleans a couple people's homes or goes into homes and cleans them, and that's their job. Maybe that one escapes some people. Or specifically, what I want to talk more about is what happens if I own multiple pieces of property.
And that's the most common application.
Yeah, that really is where the question comes up most often, is when someone owns a couple homes, they bought a second home, and now they're renting it out. Do I need an LLC? Should I put some protections around that? Or do I just keep the property in my name and I open up another bank account and I take the rent in from there and I just give everything to my CPA and that's just as much as what
I'm
doing.
So really, just somebody who is a snowbird and has a second home in Arizona, they might need an LLC for that?
Well, it's possible. It depends on how often they're using it. So if they're renting it out three to 6 months a year and then they're using it lightly, or now Airbnb, a lot of people purchased a second home and they're and now they're trying to rent it out like a vacation home. They inherit a home. I've had this happen multiple times. They inherit a home and now they don't want to sell it. They want to keep it for a rental. So yes, the answer to your question might be yes, we might need an LLC, but of course, I don't know until we would actually sit down and look at somebody's specific circumstance and situation. So look, the first line of defense in owning any home is called insurance. So when we are alive and we're driving a car or we have a home, we always need insurance. And so that's your first line of defense. You need to have good insurance. And my experience is that many people are underinsured. And so I don't get paid a penny for selling insurance. So this is just a general observation I see. Good insurance resolves a lot of bad problems. If you own a second home, if you are going into people's homes and you are acting like you own a business, then you need insurance to cover those potential problems. Somebody could fall in your rental home and then all of a sudden they blame you as the landlord, okay? That somehow it was the house's fault. You could go into somebody's home if you are assisting them in cleaning and you could knock over a very expensive blank, whatever it is. And you need to be covered for circumstances that are risks. So insurance is always your first line of defense, but there may be appropriate reasons to actually consider a limited liability company. So let's kind of uncover what that really means. So if you think about a business structure, there's multiple different structures that you could use. You could use a sole proprietorship. That means you're just being you. So you're going and mowing lawns and people write you the checks. Maybe you have a business license with Washington State, but you've really never done anything to open up a official business. You're just doing your job. It's you alone. Now, I'm not talking an employee. I'm saying that you are the person who's going in and they're paying you like mowing lawn service industries and things like this. So you could run everything as a sole proprietorship. You can also just own rental property in your own name. And now everything goes to your 1040, and really, you're just doing it yourself. Okay, so there's no business structure. You could also run your life under an LLC. So that's a limited liability company. And it does what it says, which is it limits the liability to the company itself. So if I have an LLC and I am working in my job and I cause harm to something, so I make a mistake and there's something that goes wrong, somebody wants me to pay or they sue me, the theory about a limited liability company is that they can only take what's inside the business. Mm. They can't come after you personally. Now, there's some traps in that. I'll just mention two of the biggest traps. In any other business structure I mention, I'll mention two others after this. So the first business structure is an LLC. So with any business structure, one of the biggest traps is that you pay your personal bills from your business account. Don't do that. Run your books very clean. Have all income and all expenses go in and out of your business account. And then when you are ready to pay yourself, move it from your business account to your personal account. Then use your money from your personal account. If you start blending your money and start paying your personal bills out of your business account, that is a place to where the law may look at you and go, well, it was just you. It wasn't really in a business. You were just acting like you. And so money is a big deal. Keep your money structure very structured. Keep it very business compared to personal. And then also, with any business structure, I would suggest, again, this is a broad educational discussion. This is not specific for you. But in most common business structures, we want to get a board or we want to get some people around you to help give you wisdom and give you boundaries of how you run the company. So those are some things that you can do right away with business structures that will help keep the integrity of the business structure intact. That's what we want. So we have a limited liability company. We have an S corporation. People do that for a tax delineation, which means that you're actually treated like an employee of the company, and then you're also treated like the owner simultaneously. And then we have a pure C corp. Those are all the big ones. That's Microsoft, Starbucks. They're all C corps. That's where you can actually have stock and dividends, and the taxing structure is completely different within a C corp. So those are the types of things, and really the reason that we set up a business structure is to protect the owner, that if something goes wrong in the business, that then the hope is that only what's in the business can be taken from you. Again, insurance, a big deal. Let's get a really good insurance over you, because that gives any attorney a really good negotiating tool when there's money sitting in the background. So insurance is a big deal, but then a strong business structure may also be needed.
What about LLCs in Washington State? Is it a good thing? Do they protect you here in Washington?
So In some ways, yes, and unfortunately, in some ways, no. So remember, we're the purpose of a business structure is that if something happens in the business, the liability stays in the business. That's what we're hoping. So it creates a bubble. People can't see me, but I keep putting my hands together in the shape of an O, and it's kind of like my way of saying, in this bubble, there is protection. So around everything that is the business, if something happens in the business, the hope is that it stays, the problems stay in the business. Okay. Now, there's a different concern, which is, what if Paul Grant personally is driving out? Because driving is the most dangerous thing that most people do every day. Okay. That's where most individuals have their greatest risk in life, is getting behind the wheel of a car and then driving a, you know, 2-ton plus machine at 60 plus miles an hour. Then you hit something and it becomes bad. So if that happens and I produce a personal liability, so Paul Grant makes a driving error, okay? That's a bummer. That's a bad day to start with. But let's say it's really bad and I unfortunately really hurt somebody. Number one, I'm being sued. We all know this, right? This is easy, practical stuff. The question then is, how good is my insurance? How good is my car insurance? Well, most car insurances only go up at a maximum to $500,000 of liability. So then the next question is, do you have an umbrella policy? See, I talk about insurance all the time because it's your line of defense as an individual. So do you have a personal umbrella policy? If not, talk to your insurance agent. I don't do it. So then we look for that. And if you still cannot satisfy all the harm that you have now created, in Washington, we're known as a foreclosure state, which means that somebody can then attack your business. They can try to get a court order to foreclose your business and take what is owed to them out of your business. Now, as an attorney, I don't like that. I don't like that Washington State has this backdoor way that if I cause a harm, that somebody can attack my business. There are other states that do not have a foreclosure statute. Rather, they are kind of a wait and see. All somebody can do is put in an order, and when I make distributions to myself, they can be standing there with their court order and pick off the distributions, but they can't force something bad in the company. They can't take the company assets. So is it good in Washington? Yeah, it does accomplish the purpose of holding the liability that happens in the business to the business. That's a good thing. That's a good day. But if you cause personal harm, then the business might be attacked, and that's a bummer. So in Washington, we typically want to see a greater amount of insurance, specifically umbrella policies for business owners, so that they are well covered, so that their livelihood cannot be foreclosed upon.
Okay, looking at the LLC and how it applies to estate planning issues, if you have questions about that or anything else, how do they get in touch with you, Paul?
Well, head over to our website. There's more information there, legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts. There's upcoming educational workshops about estate planning. And ways to communicate with us, head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Can I avoid probate? Will I lose everything if my health becomes compromised? How do I preserve what I have for me and my family? Will the government take it all? This is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. These are some of the most common questions we get on a daily basis, and there are solutions for all of these issues. It is time for you to protect your family and what God has placed under your stewardship, and we can help. Go to legacyandfaith.com to find out more about our services and upcoming educational opportunities. That's Legacy and Faith. Faith.com.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, the Legacy and Faith Show this week, Paul Grant is discussing the LLC. One of the most common questions he get is, I own multiple properties. Right. Do I need an LLC for separate properties? Or how does this tie into my estate planning?
Yeah, so property owners do have this question most often is, well, if I have a rental property, is it good for me just to hold it in my name? Or would it be better if I drop the house or the duplex or whatever they own into an LLC? Is there an advantage? Well, number one, and again, specifically as an attorney, I just want to remind there's a disclaimer at the end of this show, which is this is educational purposes only. If you have specific questions, please get to an attorney and ask an attorney about your specific situation. So when we look at property, there's a couple things that I want to help a client try to evaluate for themselves. Number one, how much equity do you have in that piece of property? And so how much can you lose? So again, if someone were to trip and fall and they grab at a handrail and that handrail gets pulled out of the wall and they fall down and they really hurt themselves, there's an example. How does somebody sue a landlord? There's a possibility. There was a story several years ago that hit national news where college kids were having a party in Chicago, because that's what college kids do. And there was like 20 or more kids on a balcony.
I remember that.
It collapsed and it fell. I can't remember the details, but when I hear a story like that, the first thing I think about is somebody's getting sued because kids got hurt. And boy, if I even remember, maybe somebody even died out of that accident. It was like on the third floor or something. And so then, just because this is how my brain has been trained, I start thinking through, man, I hope the guy had an LLC. I hope that the owner has a lot of insurance to compensate the family and the injuries and everything else. Otherwise, those who are hurt are going to have a harder time. Then the landlord may lose everything they own because 20 drunk kids were on a balcony. And sometimes we look at that in society and we go, well, that would be unfair. I mean, who puts 20 kids on a balcony? But that's unfortunately in a litigious world, that's what we get. So I'm not saying whether it's fair or unfair. All I'm saying is that these are examples of what could go wrong. And all you are is you own another piece of property that you're renting, hoping the property appreciates a little bit and maybe even get a little bit of income out of the deal to help your family. And then the bad day happens. So is it a good thing to possibly consider putting your property into an LLC? Well, oftentimes, not always, again, we got to look at your specific situation, but oftentimes it could be a good thing to put that into an LLC. Why? Because if that happens, the worst that they can possibly take, again, this is speaking in generalities, is you may lose that piece of property. But everything else in your life, your own personal stuff that you're trying to protect your family with, maybe that would be safe because they can't reach outside of the LLC and grab you personally. That's the whole theory of having that structure around it. So that's the concept. And so would most landlords benefit from adding an LLC and then moving the property into it and then running a checking account and stuff through the LLC? Chances are yes. a lot of CPAs used to use, specifically back in the 90s, they'd open up an S-Corp. We don't do that anymore. And so that's kind of an older way of doing it. Now there's limited liability companies. They have really taken off since the 90s. So we use them instead of S-Corps nowadays for property. But that's still out there a little bit too. So protecting yourself is really the whole thing is how do we protect a property owner from a really bad day happening.
Do you need multiple LLCs if you have multiple properties?
Well, and that's a great question because if I own three properties, one's my personal residence, and then I own two rentals. Let's say it doesn't even matter. The question is, how much room for administrative work does the client have? Sometimes opening up an LLC. So the negative about this discussion is that it adds sometimes more complication. Opening up new bank accounts, you have to register the LLC every year with Washington State, and there's a little more administrative organization that needs to happen when you own a business. Okay. And some people don't have a lot of room for complexity in their life. I understand that. That would be a part of the balancing act of whether or not we should, whether it's even right for you, let alone the protection schemes. So when we start talking about multiple LLCs, now we really start making sure that somebody can handle multiple administrative functions and manage multiple businesses. Would it potentially be okay to put two properties in one LLC? Sure it is. Just understand that if something goes wrong with one of them and it exceeds the insurance capacity that you have around yourself, then both properties could be subject to a lawsuit. Mm. And there might be a risk tolerance to say that's okay for keeping the complexity of administrative functionality down, I'll take that risk. Or maybe they're newer properties. You don't have much equity. Okay, great. Then let's throw them both in the mix and use one LLC to make it a little more simple, to make it a little more detailed and categorized with the LLC and protections, but not too complicated that we're starting to open up a gazillion of them. Mm. And so, but some people do. Some people buy a piece of property and automatically open up a brand new LLC.
So that's fine. What if I was like a multiple dwelling, like you own a small apartment building?
Yeah, well, then only that building can go in. And so it'd be one duplex. So the whole duplex goes in. You don't separate like apartment by apartment or anything like that. Okay. So the building itself goes in. The property as a whole goes in. By the way, this would also encourage somebody to really keep their income and receipts and expenses very detailed. Because remember, I told you, then we're going to open up a bank account for the LLC, and then your CPA is going to have a much easier time of making sure that there wasn't personal money mixed in with the rental and having to sort that out every year. So it can create a nice place to really keep organized the thought process of this is my business versus my personal life. Mm. Remember before break, I talked about don't mix your money between businesses and personal. So it could be very good administratively and strategically to think about those two different categories when we talk about businesses. Mm-hmm. So some landowners, specifically very aggressive landlords or if they have multiple properties, they would own it in multiple LLCs usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So overall, though, the LLC, you would recommend an LLC if you have more than one property.
It's possible. So again, that's where we got to connect. We got to look at your circumstance. And, you know, the last thing I'll talk about here is because we're going to end and coming up on our closing time is that specifically if you have enough wealth in your hands that you have a taxable problem. So in Washington State, an estate tax starts at a little over $2 million, okay, per person. And so we need good estate planning if you're anywhere near that. So you really got to do a better job. Oftentimes, business structures can help estate planning attorneys mitigate or reduce some of your estate taxes. So there's certain tricks that we can do that help us keep more wealth in the family. And oftentimes we use an LLC structure to accomplish that. So oftentimes when we see multiple properties, my brain already starts moving towards much further down the road to where this is going to be a useful tool in the estate planning process as a whole. And it's not just for today's protection. So there can actually be a really nice blend in doing really good estate planning and doing really good protection for a client when they own property or when they have a small business that they anticipate is going to grow well. So estate planning is always a part of what can be, well, it's always what I'm thinking about. So LLCs could be a very great advantage as we think about specifically tax issues in estate planning.
LLCs and estate planning, interesting subject. And if you have questions about that or anything else, how do people get in touch with you, Paul?
Well, head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com. There's past podcasts, upcoming educational workshops on estate planning, and ways to communicate with us. We'd love to hear from you. Head over to legacyandfaith.com.
It's the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.